You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. January 21st was the 14th anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which opened the floodgates of money in political campaigns. In Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, over $300 million has already been spent in just three early races. CNN reports that $77 million was spent in the New Hampshire primary by super PACs, candidates, and political groups. New Hampshire's population is just 1.4 million people, and an estimated $55 in advertising was spent for every man, woman, and child in the Granite State. An estimated turnout of 410,000 voters calculates to $188 spent per primary vote. Democracy group End Citizens United said over $11 billion has been spent in federal elections since the 2010 court decision. Most spending in elections now comes not from candidates, but political action committees allied with them. End Citizens United notes that 96% of outside spending has occurred since the Citizens United decision. In the early Republican races alone, NPR reports that Nikki Haley's campaign spent $9.3 million, but her super PAC and Koch back Americans for Prosperity spent $62.8 million. The DeSantis campaign and PAC spent a combined $60 million, and Trump a combined $54 million. We have more on primary spending at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.